Matura Exam 2. Basic. Exercise 2, page 32. Speaker 1.
A few years ago, I was driving home from work when a car pulled out in front of me and caused me to crash into a wall. Luckily, I was unhurt, but my car was damaged, so I got out to talk to the driver of the other car. When the car window opened, I first noticed he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Then, when he started talking, I smelt the alcohol on his breath. Sadly, drink driving is still one of the main causes of road deaths in my country. However, the government takes a hard line on this crime. The driver in the incident I was involved in went to prison for 2 years.
Speaker 2.
Generally, the standard of driving in the country is good, but still accidents happen, and for a variety of reasons. Once, on a particularly cold morning, I saw a car skid around 10 metres from one side of the road to the other. The driver didn't seem to have done anything wrong, he just lost control because of the black ice on the road. Unfortunately, the car hit two other vehicles and caused considerable damage. I remember one driver was bleeding, although it didn't seem serious. But the whole incident just goes to show that sometimes accidents can happen regardless of how careful you are behind the wheel.
Speaker 3.
In my day, it wasn't as easy as it is now to get your driving license. I had to take the test 3 times before I passed, and I'd consider myself a good driver. These days, though, it seems like you just need to remember to fasten your seatbelt and drive down a straight road to get a pass. And it shows on the roads. I'm not saying that all young people drive irresponsibly. I just think that many of them make mistakes because they simply don't know any better.
Speaker 4.
I've always been considered a careful driver. I passed my driving test at the first attempt and have never been involved in an accident before the one in question. Look, I'm very sorry that Mrs. Andrews' property was damaged, and I understand the shock she must have suffered. But, like the witness has already mentioned, there was a really heavy fog at the time. I couldn't see anything. And can I just add that it's very unfair that the prosecution has brought up the fact that I do motor racing as a hobby. Ask any of my friends and they will tell you that I'm a completely different driver on the road and on the track.